Good morning. It's December 14th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app. His report discusses recent stock activity and analyst ratings for Maui Land and Pineapple Company Incorporated. Citing Market Beats data, Director Stephen Case recently purchased 5,000 shares of the company at an average price of approximately $16.79 each, totaling around $83,950. Following this acquisition, he holds nearly 12 million shares, valued at just over $200 million, which marks a slight increase in his ownership stake. On the trading front, shares of Maui Land and Pineapple dipped by about 0.8%, closing at $17.19. The trading volume was notably higher than average, with over 37,000 shares exchanging hands compared to the typical 20,000. The company's market capitalization stands at $339 million. With a price-to-earnings ratio indicating losses, reflecting some struggles in profitability. In terms of recent financial performance, the company reported earnings of 1 cent per share for the last quarter, with revenues totaling $4.5 million. However, Maui Land and Pineapple is grappling with significant negative margins and returns on equity. Institutional investors have been active as well, with various hedge funds making adjustments to their holdings. For instance, Raymond James Financial increased its stake by 1.4%, while other firms like Tower Research Capital saw a substantial increase in their positions, highlighting ongoing interest among institutional players. Analysts have mixed views on the stock. Weiss Ratings has maintained a sell rating, whereas Wall Street Zen upgraded it from a sell to a hold. Overall, the consensus remains bearish, with many analysts still classifying the stock as a sell. As we look ahead, it will be interesting to see how these developments and the broader market conditions will impact Maui Land and Pineapple's performance moving forward. This report discusses recent analyst ratings and performance metrics for Teledyne Technologies. As highlighted by MarketBeat, Citigroup recently upgraded Teledyne Technologies to a hold rating, reflecting a cautious optimism about the company's outlook. In addition to Citigroup's assessment, several other analysts have weighed in on the stock. For instance, Stifel Nicolaus raised their target price from $626 to $645 and maintained a buy rating. Conversely, Barclays adjusted their target price downward from $606 to $584, opting for an equal weight rating. Overall, the consensus among analysts leans toward a moderate buy rating, with a collective price target averaging around $601. This indicates a generally favorable view of Teledyne's future performance, but with some caution from analysts like Barclays. Teledyne's share price opened at $517, and the stock has experienced a 12-month range, reaching a low of $419 and a high of $595. The latest earnings report showed that the company surpassed expectations, with earnings per share coming in at $5.57, slightly above the consensus estimate. The firm also reported revenues of $1.54 billion for the quarter, marking a year-over-year increase of 6.7%. Interestingly, institutional investors are showing significant confidence in Teledyne, with hedge funds holding nearly 92% of the company's shares. Some funds, like SBI Securities, have increased their positions dramatically, reflecting a bullish sentiment among larger investors. As we look ahead, Teledyne Technologies has provided guidance suggesting earnings per share could range from $21.45 to $21.60 for the upcoming fiscal year, indicating steady growth expectations. Overall, while the stock presents a mixed bag of analyst ratings, the underlying financial performance and institutional interest suggest a robust position for Teledyne Technologies moving forward.
This report covers recent analyst ratings and performance updates for TriMas Corporation. MarketBeat recently noted that TriMas has experienced a series of downgrades from a strong buy to a hold rating by Zacks Research, reflecting a shift in sentiment among analysts. However, not all analysts are in agreement. BWS Financial maintained a buy rating with a price target of $45, while KeyCorp lowered its price target from $45 to $38, assigning an overweight rating. Currently, TriMas has a consensus rating of moderate buy from analysts, with an average price target of $41.50. The company's stock was slightly down, opening at $33.91. In terms of financial health, TriMas reported earnings per share of 61 cents for the last quarter, surpassing expectations. Revenue also exceeded forecasts, totaling $269 million, marking a significant year-over-year increase of 17.4%. The company's financial ratios, including a current ratio of 2.68 and a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.56, suggest a robust balance sheet. Interestingly, insider activity shows director Jeffrey Fielkow purchased 2,000 shares recently, increasing his stake in the company by nearly 13%. This could signal confidence in the company's future prospects. Looking at institutional investments, nearly all of TriMas stock is held by institutional investors, indicating strong institutional interest. As the company continues to navigate analyst sentiment and market conditions, it will be important to watch upcoming earnings guidance and any changes in institutional ownership.
This report highlights the recent activity of institutional investors in Kenvue Inc., as well as the company's financial performance and stock ratings. Insights from MarketBeat reveal that Neuberger Berman Group has significantly increased its stake in Kenvue by over 80% during the second quarter, now holding approximately 1,689,000 shares valued at around $35 million. This reflects growing confidence among institutional investors, as many have recently adjusted their positions in Kenvue. Notably, Trust Company of Vermont raised its holdings by a staggering 266.8% during the same period, while other firms like Ransom Advisory and First Pacific Financial also entered new positions. Overall, institutional investors now control nearly 98% of Kenvue's shares, indicating strong institutional backing. As for Kenvue's stock performance, shares opened at $17.32. The company has a market capitalization exceeding $33 billion and has reported earnings per share of 28 cents, slightly beating analysts' expectations. However, revenues for the quarter showed a decline of 3.5% compared to last year, coming in at $3.76 billion. Additionally, Kenvue announced a quarterly dividend of 20.75 cents per share, providing an annualized yield of 4.8%. The company's dividend payout ratio stands at just over 110%, which may raise some concerns regarding sustainability. Brokerage firms have varied opinions on Kenvue, with Canaccord Genuity recently lowering its price target significantly from $26 to $15, now reflecting a hold rating. Overall, analysts maintain an average target price around $20.23, with mixed ratings indicating a cautious outlook for the stock moving forward. This commentary focuses on the recent changes in institutional ownership and analyst ratings for PACCAR Inc. Market observers at MarketBeat noted that Neuberger Berman Group has reduced its holdings in PACCAR by over 22% during the second quarter, selling more than 100,000 shares. After this sale, their stake stands at approximately 354,000 shares, valued at about $33 million. In contrast, State Street Corporation has slightly increased its position, now owning over 22 million shares worth around $2.14 billion after a modest purchase of 218,000 shares. Wellington Management has also boosted its stake significantly, increasing its holdings by over 20% in the first quarter. Meanwhile, JP Morgan Chase expanded its investment by more than 25% during the same period, acquiring over 1 million shares. Additionally, PACCAR has recently faced mixed ratings from analysts. While some firms like Zacks have upgraded the stock from a strong sell to a hold, others have downgraded it. Currently, the stock maintains a moderate buy rating overall, with a consensus price target hovering just above $109. On the trading front, shares of PACCAR opened at approximately $111.56, reflecting a slight decline. The company's market capitalization stands at about $58 billion, and its recent earnings report showed earnings per share of $1.12, just missing expectations. Notably, the company's revenue was better than anticipated, coming in at $7.24 billion, although it did represent a year-over-year decline. In terms of dividends, PACCAR has announced a quarterly dividend of 33 cents per share, translating to an annual yield of about 1.2%. This reflects a sustainable payout ratio, which is currently around 26%. Overall, PACCAR continues to navigate a challenging environment with significant shifts in institutional investment and fluctuating analyst sentiment, as highlighted by MarketBeat.
This report focuses on recent institutional investments in Halliburton Company. In recent commentary, MarketBeat noted that Hara Capital has significantly increased its holdings in Halliburton by over 50% during the second quarter. The firm now owns more than 111,000 shares, which constitute about 1.4% of their total investment portfolio. Additionally, several other institutional investors have made notable adjustments to their positions in Halliburton. For instance, Kingstone Capital Partners has entered the market with a new stake valued at approximately $287,000. Similarly, V-Square Quantitative Management has raised its holdings by over 80%, bringing their total to nearly 50,000 shares worth just under $1 million. In terms of financial performance, Halliburton recently reported earnings that exceeded analysts' expectations. The company generated revenue of $5.6 billion, surpassing the forecast of $5.3 billion. However, it's worth noting that this revenue reflects a slight decline compared to the same period last year. On the dividend front, Halliburton announced a quarterly dividend of 17 cents per share, which will be paid out to shareholders in December. This equates to an annualized dividend yield of 2.4%, with a payout ratio around 45%. Analysts' perspectives on Halliburton appear to be cautiously optimistic. The company has received several rating upgrades, with some analysts increasing their price targets, indicating a consensus rating of moderate buy. In insider trading news, notable transactions include a significant sale by an insider, who offloaded 160,000 shares, which reflects a decrease in their overall position in the company. Overall, with institutional interest rising and positive earnings surprises, Halliburton appears to be in a dynamic phase, attracting attention from various market players.
This commentary focuses on ExxonMobil Corporation's recent corporate plan update and its implications for investors. As highlighted by TS2.Tech, ExxonMobil stock is gaining momentum as it heads into the new week, following the announcement of its updated corporate strategy through the year 2030. The company has set ambitious long-term earnings and cash flow targets while maintaining flat capital spending, which has sparked debate among investors regarding its sustainability. Last week, Exxon saw a notable stock rally after revealing this new plan, although shares slightly eased as the week came to a close. The critical question now is whether the market will view Exxon's strategy as a solid foundation for future growth, or simply as another reflection of the volatile oil market. The latest updates indicate that Exxon aims to keep its annual capital expenditures between $28 and $33 billion through 2030. They plan to enhance operational efficiency using advanced technology, particularly in key areas like the Permian Basin and Guyana, where they believe their production is more competitively positioned. However, not all news from Exxon was positive. The company has decided to reduce its planned investments in low-carbon initiatives, cutting its budget from $30 billion to $20 billion over the next 5 years, which raises questions about its commitment to transitioning toward cleaner energy sources. This reduction includes halting a major hydrogen project due to a lack of customer commitments, reflecting broader challenges in securing long-term contracts in the green energy sector. In terms of leadership changes, Exxon announced that its chief financial officer, Catherine A. McKells, will retire early next year, with Neil A. Hansen set to take over. While leadership transitions typically have a limited short-term impact on stock prices, they do raise questions about the continuity of the company's financial strategies. Looking ahead, Exxon's performance will likely be influenced by external factors, including crude oil prices and broader economic conditions. Key data releases, such as the upcoming weekly petroleum status report from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, could significantly impact stock movements, especially if the figures diverge from market expectations. Overall, while Exxon has laid out a robust plan for growth and shareholder returns, it remains vulnerable to fluctuations in commodity prices and changes in investor sentiment. If favorable oil market conditions persist, Exxon could continue to see positive momentum. However, any downturn in oil prices may challenge its stock performance.
This report discusses recent developments regarding Match Group Inc., including institutional investments and analyst ratings. MarketBeat's latest research indicates that Neuberger Berman Group increased its stake in Match Group by 7.1% during the second quarter, now holding over 5 million shares valued at approximately $163 million. This reflects a broader trend, as several other institutional investors have also made moves in Match Group, with the Employees Retirement System of Texas establishing a new position worth $28,000, and Mass Mutual Private Wealth boosting its holdings by 56%. Additionally, insider trading activity has been notable, with Chief Executive Officer Spencer Raskoff purchasing 14,000 shares recently, which increased his stake by over 9%. This suggests a level of confidence in the company's future prospects among its leadership. On the analyst front, Match Group has received mixed reviews. Several firms, including Wells Fargo and Truist Financial, have lowered their price targets for the stock, now ranging from $33 to $35. However, Royal Bank of Canada maintains an outperform rating with a target of $37, highlighting some optimism amidst the caution from others. As for Match Group's current market performance, shares recently opened at $33.19, with a market capitalization of approximately $7.8 billion. The company also recently announced a quarterly dividend of 19 cents per share, which translates to an annualized yield of 2.3%, reflecting a payout ratio of about 35%. Overall, while Match Group is facing some downward pressure in price targets from analysts, the combination of institutional investment and insider buying could signal potential stability or even growth in the future.
This report addresses an incident involving alleged anti-Semitic discrimination experienced by a Toronto woman during an Uber ride. In a new piece by JNS.org, Shiri Gabriel, the 52-year-old woman, claimed that an Uber driver threw her luggage onto the road after he heard her speaking Hebrew, and subsequently ordered her and her husband out of the car. This incident occurred at Toronto Pearson International Airport back in February. Uber responded by issuing a small refund and stated that this driver would not be matched with the couple again in the future. This case marks the third reported incident of antisemitism involving Uber drivers and residents of Toronto this year. In August, a 78-year-old man reported being denied service after identifying as Israeli, and another woman recounted being ejected from a ride after discussing Israel. Uber has stated that discrimination is unacceptable on its platform and that the company takes such reports very seriously. This ongoing issue not only highlights the challenges of discrimination in ride-sharing, but also raises questions about how such platforms manage driver behavior and customer experiences.
This report covers recent developments regarding Exelon Corporation's stock ownership and analyst ratings. Fresh reporting from MarketBeat reveals that Stance Capital has made a notable entry into Exelon by acquiring over 42,000 shares, valued at approximately $1.8 million, during the second quarter. This reflects growing institutional interest in the company, as several other hedge funds have also adjusted their positions. Notably, Vanguard Group has increased its stake by 1.6%, bringing its total holdings to nearly 130 million shares, worth about $5.6 billion. State Street Corporation and Geode Capital Management have similarly boosted their investments, indicating a robust confidence among institutional investors in Exelon's future. On the analyst front, there has been a mix of opinions regarding Exelon. P-Corp has set a target price of $39, while UBS Group has raised its target to $50, maintaining a neutral outlook. Jefferies Financial Group has a more bullish stance, with a target of $57. The consensus rating for Exelon currently stands at hold, with a target price averaging around $49.92. Looking at the market performance, shares of Exelon opened at approximately $43.57 recently. Over the past year, the stock has fluctuated, hitting a low of about $35.94 and a high of nearly $48.51. The company's financial health appears stable, with a market capitalization of around $44 billion and a price-to-earnings ratio of 15.62. Additionally, Exelon plans to distribute a quarterly dividend of 40 cents per share in mid-December, which translates to an annual yield of 3.7%. This dividend policy indicates a commitment to returning value to shareholders with a payout ratio of 57.35%. In summary, the increasing interest from hedge funds, mixed analyst sentiment, and stable financials present a complex picture for Exelon Corporation as it navigates the energy market landscape.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.